USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Secretary of State says Russian forces are on a deliberate path to cause harm to civilians in Ukraine. Speaking at Joint Base Andrews, Anthony Blinken saying the reports from Ukraine and the evidence of war crimes is there for the entire world to see.
What we've seen in Bucha is not the random act of a rogue unit. It's a deliberate campaign to kill, to torture, to rape, to commit atrocities.
Sacramento police are announcing a third arrest after Sunday's mass shooting. Davion Dawson was arrested Monday. During the arrest, a gun was recovered. The Sacramento Bee is reporting Dawson is not charged with any crimes directly related to the shooting. He is facing a charge of being a prohibited person in possession of a firearm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A Republican from a battleground state is calling it quits.
Representative Fred Upton, a Republican from Michigan, on Tuesday announced his retirement after more than 3.5 decades in Congress. Upton was one of the House Republicans to bail out of re-election after voting to impeach President Trump for inciting the January 6th Capitol riot. It should be noted President Trump was acquitted from the impeachment. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Around 70,000 people filled the streets of Lawrence, Kansas to celebrate the Jayhawks' NCAA men's basketball championship, and three of them fouled out, police arresting three partiers and issuing a notice to appear to the fourth. KU came from 16 points behind to defeat North Carolina 72-69 Monday night in New Orleans. Five-time Masters champion Tiger Woods says he feels like he's going to play at the Masters in Augusta this week. The tournament begins Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Ohio Republicans are introducing a bill similar to Florida's parental rights in education. The law would prevent schools from providing curriculum on sexual orientation or gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. Unlike the Florida bill, the Ohio bill does not prohibit classroom discussion on sexual orientation or gender identity. Democrats are growing increasingly worried about President Biden standing in the polls 7 months out from the midterm elections. Democrats for months have feared they would lose the House majority this fall, and they're worried about losing the Senate as well. New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu says many people are not happy with the Biden administration's policies.
I think 2022 is about what's happening at people's kitchen tables. The failures that have happened in America, we are worse off today than we were 2 years ago, and people want a change in Washington. So at the federal level, at least, I think you're going to see a big win for Republicans if we focus on 22, right? Stop worrying about 24. I tell people that all the time.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. Gas prices down for the seventh day in a row. The AAA station survey finding the national average price is now down 1 cent to $4.17 a gallon. Gas prices are dropping as the overall price of crude oil continues to go down as well. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 280 points on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.